So if those Greeks who had asked to see Jesus felt they had maybe bitten off more than they could chew after everything that happened, I don't think I'd really blame them. Perhaps they had heard of Jesus' miracles or teachings and were curious, wanting to lay eyes on that man that they had heard so much about. They're to find Jesus, of course, in the grain of wheat fallen to earth and dying. They are to find Jesus in the one who was lifted up from the earth, then loses his life. Imagine their surprise when he issued such sobering and challenging dictums as, "Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Love your enemies." Tough stuff to hear. If we should like to see Jesus, we know that we need to look for those fallen grains of wheat around us, the sick and impoverished, the abused and oppressed. This community knows that only too well. If we should like to see Jesus, we know that we need to look for those who are losing their lives, the victims of poverty, abuse, discrimination, and war. No wonder some of those Greeks tried to shake off the voice from heaven as thunder. That'd be a little easier to take than admitting that it was the voice of God. It affirmed the authority of Jesus' words. Frightening. Sobering. Even those willing to say the voice was from an angel still fell short of acknowledging the truth. Maybe it was too inconvenient to believe that God's voice had spoken from heaven because it would force them to grapple more seriously with those things that Jesus had said. And who wants to do that? Has there been a time when you were struggling with your faith? Of course there has been. Either in Jesus as the Christ, or to continue your association with the church, what did that period feel like for you? What do you remember about that time in your life? Who reeled you in? Who pulled you back? Who loved you back? I know there's times when I hear the word of God or receive Jesus in the Eucharist, I may not fail to respond appropriately to that unimaginably holy mystery. It's easy to brush aside God giving himself to me, much as the crowd brushed aside that voice as thunder. Nothing out of the ordinary, nothing to cause me to change how I live my life. At other times, I recognize that the Lord is indeed present to me, but actually fail to respond to his grace. It's all about continual conversion, daily, hourly, minutely. I may acknowledge the Holy One during Mass and let my mind drift to all the things I want to do this afternoon. This gospel challenges us not to take these encounters with the Lord for granted. Dive deep. Hang on to them. Don't just have them be a box to check. But ask the Lord to help us draw closer to him and allow him to change our lives. There was a time in my life when I had to mentor graduate students. They were very gifted, very motivated people, and it wasn't hard to see where they could be in 10 years if they had stuck with it. On the other hand, they were virtually blind when it came to imagining their future selves. They already knew who they were, thank you very much. Some saw themselves as much better writers than they could possibly have been at that point in the journey. Others were convinced that no matter how hard they tried, they were doomed to failure. So both ends of the spectrum, very challenging. My primary job as their mentor was to help them topple these false self-images, which were blocking their way forward. This toppling process was painful, a kind of death. Whether they suffered from bravado or from an inferiority complex, they'd become dependent on this self-made identity. They became dependent on their self-made identity. I often said to them, because I was old enough to be their dad, and I'd say, boys, I am not young enough to know everything. I used to be when I was your age. We all know the older we get, the more we realize how much we don't know. The thought of their letting go caused them much grief and fear. As Jesus points out in these mysterious lines from John, unless a grain of wheat should fall to the ground and die, it remains just a grain of wheat. That's such a perplexing sentence, isn't it? What has to crumble before we can be born anew is the image we've created ourselves, of ourselves. What has to crumble before we can be born anew is the image we've created of ourselves, whether too much or too little. Great adventures lie ahead for all of us, but we can only taste and see what God has prepared for us if we're able to accept ourselves as we actually are, neither perfected nor defective, but instead overflowing with potential. And like grains which, though tiny, contain universes.